time now for our go-round winners report here on Talk Rodeo. Our reports this year brought to you by the Cowboy Roundup. Find out more about this great organization at thecowboyroundup.com. TheCowboyRoundup.com is a place for scholarship opportunities for rodeo athletes from ages 7 to 24. The Cowboy Roundup is a nonprofit group awarding up to 9 scholarships yearly for scholarship winners to use at the rodeo clinic of their choice. The Cowboy Roundup hopes to help build the future of rodeo while still remembering its history. Officers and board members are all part of rodeo and the Western culture and understand the rodeo way of life. To learn more or apply for scholarships, go to TheCowboyRoundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup, preserving rodeo one athlete at a time. Round number 6 was electric, and in the bareback riding, it was the wild child, Rocker Steiner, matched up against True Grit for an 88.5 score to win the round.
I had to kind of wait my turn to draw the horse to win, and I knew that horse to win on. My dad told me whenever I drew, he's like, hey, that's a round win. You're going to have to keep setting your feet. I had to go fast and set my feet hard and really just have some fun and need for speed, man.
Steer Wrestling South Sulphur, Louisiana's Tristan Martin, 3.5 to win his first go-round this year.
I had to go for the go-rounds and knew I had to blow the barrier out, catch up as fast as I can to get my feet on the ground. And FedEx did a great job letting me get there, and Kate did a great job hazing, and I just did my job.
Team Open saw world champion Chad Masters and Joseph Harrison 4-flat to win round number 6.
I felt like I was a little late, ran him a little farther than I need to, and Joe, he sure took up a lot of time tonight and made the run come together.
Blast one lights out right there at the shoot. That's my cue. Hey, man, get your swingovers back. Make sure you catch it. I know he's going to do his best to set me up where I can go as fast as I can go legally.
In the classic event, the saddle bronc riding, Logan Hay goes back-to-back nights, winning round number 6 with an 87.5 score on Yellowstone.
Yellowstone didn't go the first round, so I was happy to have one that's fresh. Hadn't been, didn't go already here, and I knew it was a good draw. I just tried to do my job.
In the tie-down roping, it was Chad Money Mayfield, the world champion, best the field with a 6-5 to tie the arena record.
I feel electric. I'm ready to run another one. But it was great. Twist horse tonight, he made it so easy. That's the horse I know I could go fast on, and had a good calf. And once I heard they yell, you're out, I knew I had to get the neck. Pretty electric after I looked up and seen 6-5.
In the WPRA barrel racing, Emily Beisel did it again. She did it last night and did it again with a 13-57.
Biggest thing is I've just got to get him around him, and he will take care of the rest. And so tonight, a tight cinch and bigger circles around the barrels, and, it's awesome.
And Brittany Posey-Tanazi, it's been 11 years since she's won a go-round, but she got go-round number 6 in the record books.
I actually forgot what it felt like and how good it feels to win a round. Yeah, it's been 11 years. And it's just so special. Just excited to be here and can't wait for the next round.
And it's his third go-round win here at the National Finals Rodeo for first-timer Tristan Hutchings with an 88 score on Caddyshack.
It was really good. He came out there around the left, kind of a bull that I've been wanting to get on for a while. He had me loosen up a little bit, and I had to really kind of go to riding. And then finally at the end, I got a good seat and starts burning on him a little bit. But it was really good, and it was fun, and ain't no better place to win than here.
Round number 7 comes up on Wednesday night, and we'll bring you all the go-round winners. Our go-round winner report brought to you this year by the Cowboy Roundups. This is Derek Barton thanking you for listening and saying BBFN. Bye-bye for now.